Thank you, Mr. President.
At the outset, please allow me to congratulate you, Ambassador Cech, upon the assumption of the presidency of the annual meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW, and to express our delegation's full cooperation and support in the discharge of your duties. Mr. President, Israel values the CCW and recognizes its vital role in the global disarmament architecture. This renders the CCW's achievements as those which have the greatest practical effect on the ground. This forum's strength and singularity lays in its commitment and ability to provide the appropriate balance between military and humanitarian considerations, and it must preserve this strength in all future endeavors. Mr. President, IEDs are a long-standing issue of concern in international fora, including in the CCW. The wide proliferation of these weapons and the widespread phenomenon of terrorist activities necessitate addressing measures to limit the threat posed by them. While these weapons may be used as legitimate means of warfare, they pose a threat to humanitarian interest when used unlawfully by various actors. The issue of anti-personnel mines is also of great importance, and in this regard, Israel participates in the anti-personnel mine ban convention meetings of the state parties as an observer, and has extended the moratorium in all exports, sales, or other transfers of all anti-personnel landmines for an additional period of 3 years, until July 2023. Mr. President, Israel would like to express its gratitude to Brazil's ambassador, His Excellency Flavio Soares da Miku, for his skillful leadership on the DGE on loss. The DGE meetings thus far have helped promote a greater understanding of the various aspects on the issue and allowed us to agree on the 11 guiding principles in 2019. We consider this a noteworthy achievement and a strong foundation for our future work. This year, we were able to build upon this, as well as other prominent insights from previous DGE meetings and hold in-depth discussions based on concrete proposals during both sessions of the DGE, as well as during the informal meetings. We note, however, that there are still many issues that require further clarification and deliberation, and in our view, the CCW continues to be the most appropriate forum for these discussions. Israel will continue to play an active and constructive role in any future discussions of lethal autonomous weapon system in the CCW. Thus, we encourage to continue with the ongoing incremental and informed process that will allow us to deepen our collective understandings. We will further elaborate on the issue of loss under the delegated agenda item. I thank you, Mr. President.